You now from London, and welcome to listeners to America's The Other Side of Midnight, who'll be joining us after 11 o'clock here, the other side of 11 o'clock in the UK, to talk with Richard C. Hoagland, the man who hosts that show. He is an ex-NASA man. He is the man behind The Face on Mars. He is somebody who's always been controversial, but is always backed up with what he says is real, solid scientific fact. He's taken the flak over the years, but has legions and millions of followers all over the world. He is going to reveal some stuff tonight that is exclusive here in the UK and around the world on The Unexplained. He's telling us first. So be ready. And if you want to call, if you want to tweet during this next hour, you can do so after the news. It is Richard C. Hoagland.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Taking care of business on Talk Radio with Exporting is great. If you're a small or medium-sized business owner, you can't afford to miss Talk Radio's expert guide to exporting. From market research to resource management, logistics to local lingo, get essential advice on expanding your product or services overseas. Taking care of business on the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio. Take the next step towards exporting. Visit great.gov.uk. The demand is out there. You should be too.
Become a local hero like Chris. He's an electrician. He joined Local Heroes, an online service that matches customers with trusted plumbers, electricians and heating engineers.
Local Heroes send me the jobs and I take the ones that work for me. Plus, it's really easy to use and free to join.
Chris is right. There's no sign-up fee, dodgy lights, leaky taps, no heating. There's a local hero for that, and you could be one of them. Visit localheroes.com and join hundreds of trusted tradesmen. Local Heroes, a British Gas innovation.
Selling is just as easy as buying on eBay. List your items for free and only pay when you sell. So there's never been a better time to get on eBay. Private sellers only, conditions and exclusions apply.
And it's all change in the new season of Formula One on Channel 4. With new rules, faster cars, wider tyres, louder engines, fresh rivalries, quicker laps and closer races.
Race into the unknown. Formula One race highlights today at 2 p.m. on Channel 4.
Did you know that government road tax charges are changing after the 31st of March? So, here are your options. You could A, visit your nearest Ford dealer after the 31st of March and get a great deal on a new Ford. Or B, visit your nearest Ford dealer before the 31st of March, get a great deal and beat the road tax increase. There you go. A or B. No brainer. Visit your nearest Ford dealer and register a new car before the 31st of March and beat the road tax increase. Ford. Go further. For more information on the road tax charges, visit ford.co.uk.
Relax and embark on a journey from BT to Post Office Home Phone. Free yourself from BT's prices and picture paying just £14.99 a month. Experience calm and keep your number. Breathe in affordable line rental. Breathe out your old provider. Search Post Office Home Phone or visit your local branch for better value line rental. Post Office Home Phone. Sorted. Offer ends 3rd of the 4th, 2017. £14.99 a month for 12 months and £16.99 a month thereafter. No minimum term contract. Full terms at postoffice.co.uk/homephone.
Talk Radio. Intelligent. Organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
From the Sky News Centre at 11, negotiations on the establishment of a new power-sharing government in Northern Ireland are broken down. Sinn Féin says the current round of talks has run its course and there won't be an agreement by tomorrow's deadline. Sinn Féin's President Gerry Adams blames the DUP, saying their rivals are at a crossroads.
Can they go forward with us and the other parties and build a society which reflects the rights of everyone? That's the change, the big change that has come about. And it's exemplified many ways by Mark McGuinness' term in office, is you do it for everybody.
Meanwhile, the DUP claims Sinn Féin's been behaving like it's the only party with a mandate. Police have arrested a 30-year-old man in Birmingham following the Westminster terror attack. Four people died following Khalid Massoud's rampage on Wednesday. It's emerged reports of a gas leak were investigated at least 24 hours before an explosion in Wirral. At least 34 people have been injured, two seriously, and buildings destroyed following the blast in the New Ferry area last night. A four-year-old girl has died 2 days after she was injured in a hit-and-run on Merseyside. Violet Grace Ewens and her grandmother Angela French were struck by a stolen black Ford Fiesta in St. Helens on Friday. Police in America say a shooting at a nightclub in the Midwest state of Ohio was down to a personal dispute. One person was killed and 15 others injured. One's in a critical condition. Football, Scotland's hopes of making the next World Cup in Russia are still alive after a late 1-0 win over Slovenia at Hampden. Chris Martin scored the 88th minute winner. The Fulham striker says it was a memorable moment.
It was amazing. That's all I was focused on, obviously, getting the call to go on. It was 0-0 at the time and sent me on, obviously, the manager to try and find the goal. And luckily, I turned up with one tonight.
Northern Ireland are back in second place in their World Cup qualifying group after a hugely important 2-0 win over Norway in Belfast. Earlier in the same group, England were comfortable 2-0 winners over Lithuania at Wembley. That's the latest. I'm Tim Jones.
The following programme contains graphic audio images of the supernatural and scenarios depicting paranormal activity that some listeners may find disturbing. Views expressed in the programme are solely those of the presenter and do not in any way reflect the opinions, beliefs or policies of Talk Radio.
Untwist the lid on Talk Radio's specimen jar of the psychic, the supernatural and the simply unexplainable. The Unexplained with Howard Hughes on Talk Radio.
Question, what do you do if you've spent your life working on news desks covering hard news? If you've stood on a rooftop covering the funeral of Princess Diana? If you've announced that news to London? If you've been at Ground Zero? If you even announced the fall of the Berlin Wall when a very young man? Then, you know, what do you do when you've done all that? Well, I was one of those people who thought that there was more in this world to talk about. And I was always interested in these things, so I won the awards and did the stuff for news, and it was nice. And I still do some of that. But I wanted to do more, and that's why we're doing The Unexplained. And the only thing I would say to you, if you say, well, what's the point of a program like this? Many of the things that we are talking about now, and I'm talking about the things we're talking about in science and space and even paranormality, are things that would have been laughed at 10 years ago by the mainstream media. But guess what? A lot of these things are coming to pass right now, which is part of the fascination of everything we do here at The Unexplained. My website, by the way, is theunexplained.tv. There is 300 hours of material there for you to hear. You can send me a message through that website, theunexplained.tv. It's a pleasure now to be joined by listeners in the United States to The Other Side of Midnight, the creation of a remarkable man, a man I've known for the thick end of 20 years. His name is Richard C. Hoagland. And I first heard him in 1997 on an American radio show called Coast to Coast AM, which still exists, but it was fronted then by the man who founded it, a man called Art Bell. And he was a man who was an inspiration to me because he did a show like this one, but he did it all from his own home with his own equipment and did it his way. And I was working at the time on the biggest London radio station, on the biggest show then, the Chris Tarrant Show, and I heard this man. And I just said to myself and my assistant, Jenny, I want to do that. That is the kind of thing that the UK should be doing. So I fought for it over the years. It's been online for 10 years. It's been on the radio a couple of times now. And here it is. That's my story. But much more importantly, the story of the man who I discovered in 1997 with my first computer and its dial-up internet connection. That computer resides now, gathering mold in my garage. Richard C. Hoagland. And Richard C. Hoagland actually has sent me some notes about himself, which are very useful because there are points in here that I probably wouldn't have found myself. So let me tell you, Richard C. Hoagland, if you haven't come across him before, is founder of the Enterprise Mission. That's his website. He's recipient of the Angstrom Medal, former NASA consultant, science advisor to CBS News and the great Walter Cronkite, author of The Monuments of Mars, the one that got him international recognition. And principal investigator of the Enterprise mission. Most of Richard's adult life, after he finished being a rock star, signed to Capitol Records, which is something I never knew, we must talk to him about that, has been devoted to the study and examination of space exploration and discovering the true origins of our global civilization. Corralling the truth regarding humankind's history and ancestry became a professional and personal mission for Richard, something that grabbed at his solar plexus every day. And I know that because I've seen him in the process of being grabbed, giving a presentation to an audience in Liverpool, and drove this man further than other scientists were willing to go. The result has been a number of best-selling books on NASA, Mars, and contributions to many others. We're speaking to him today because he's putting out his very latest work. It is, I guess you would call, his magnum opus, his life's work. It's out in a couple of days. Creating this massive work are a number of people that Richard wanted me, before we get him on here, to credit, understandably. Those people are Kinthia, Keith Laney, Bob Harrison, Andrew Curry, Will Farrar. Those are the names. So important to Richard that this man, Will Ferrar, held himself up for days at a time, barely eating or sleeping, poring over the latest space images from NASA and other space agencies, making calculations, comparing files. Richard believes the final product brings together disparate views and theories, uniting them in their fundamental source data and ultimately universal revelation. Boy, that's a build-up and a half. Richard C. Hoagland, Dick, how are you?
Good evening, Howard. After that, how can we even do a show?
Well, you know, that is, I don't think anybody's had a build-up like that on this show. What's this about Rockstar? I've known you for, as I said to my listeners, the thick end of 20 years. I didn't know you were a rock star. Is that so?
Well, that's kind of, you know, here, neither here nor there. When I was advising Cronkite, we had a musical group called The Foregone Conclusion, my brothers and sisters, and we signed to Columbia Records. It wasn't Capitol, it was Columbia. And the kind of, you know, climax of that was I was advising Cronkite on going to the moon, and there was a Christmas party, I think 68, 69, somewhere around there, and we wound up singing at the CBS News Christmas party. So that was the first time that Walter discovered I had a secret life.
Wow. And, you know, for those in the United Kingdom, our American listeners right now, of course, know who Cronkite is. He's one of my heroes. He was the man who announced the murder of John F. Kennedy. He was the man who was there live throughout the moon missions. He was perhaps the single most famous news anchor there has ever been.
Well, he was known here and actually around the world as the most trusted man in America, because that was a time when we actually believed in news. The idea of fake news would have never crossed his lips. There was incredible checking. I mean, I was there in the trenches. I saw the kind of checking that went on before anything was put on the air. I remember meetings with producers. We had a woman producer back at a time when women in any profession were very rare. Her name was Joan Richmond, and I remember sitting in a meeting with her and our executive producer and a whole bunch of other people, and there was a serious discussion about who to put on the air, because who we put on the air automatically became an authority for millions and millions of Americans, if not people around the world. So the recipe for credibility, the recipe for integrity, the recipe for believability was in vetting the people you put on the air. And I must say, when I see television now, that incredible integrity that Walter brought to the industry, to the news business, seems to have gone by the board.
Right. Things have changed enormously, and not always for the better. I mean, we've got an awful lot more choice now than we had, but I don't know whether we know anymore.
Well, the problem is we have choice, but we don't have any brains behind it. In other words, when you go on the internet, as I said to Art once in an early show we did, on the internet, no one knows you're a dog, meaning that your dog could be typing, and at the other end, you think it's someone who's credible, when in fact, it's someone who has something to sell you, someone who has a political agenda, someone who has been bought and paid for. I mean, it's really almost impossible for the average person, I won't say American because this applies to the entire planet now, for the average person to go on the internet and know what to believe.
Well, that's a double-edged sword, isn't it, Dick? That is a double-edged sword for all of us, because, look, I have, as you have, a big internet presence. You know, I do a podcast, and I have an audience around the world. You do The Other Side of Midnight. You have an audience that is loyal in the United States and is...
We're in 160-some countries.
Yeah, exactly.
And that responsibility to me, having been brought up on Cronkite, having worked with the man... Every time I go on the air, I mean, I spend so much time with every program. People have asked, well, why have you disappeared? We haven't disappeared. We're on hiatus. And the answer is because I could not do a five-night-a-week show at the level that I strongly am committed to and do this book with my other authors, which sometimes is like herding cats. It's impossible to do two things, to serve two masters. So we've been on hiatus for a few months. We're coming back live soon. I heard you mention the book will be out in 2 days. I don't know where you got that.
Didn't you write that a couple of days, whatever? But when is the book out?
Well, when it's done.
When it's done, you're still doing it.
It's the old, of course, it's the old Gallo wine commercial. Make no wine before it's time. this is, as you said, the magnum opus. This is the climax of 35, 40 years of my research and of the research of a whole bunch of people on the bridge crew on our team. By the way, you forgot one, Tim Saunders. I want to mention Tim Saunders, who's doing incredible things behind the scenes, and it will all become public pretty soon. This is organizing a multidisciplinary research effort, putting it in pages, in hard copy, while we also are creating a series of videos and PowerPoints that will begin the campaign to show people what it is we found. This is the climax of 30 to 40 years of this research, and it's got to be right. You know, there was an old Zenith commercial. You can tell how old I am. Mm-hmm. You know, the quality goes in before the name goes on. We're not putting this out until it's right, because its conclusions are so incredibly explosive, and we will be able to stand behind them. The documentation, which is what Cronkite taught me, document, 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 get at least three sources. And when you're trying to find sources that are thousands of years old in ancient Egyptian history, like Manetho, the 3rd century B.C. Greek Heliopolitan priest who put together the first Egyptian history, it's kind of hard to check him against Herodotus, who was a 5th century B.C. Greek historian. So that's what's taking the time, because when I put this out there and the team puts this out there, I want it to be bulletproof, because the conclusions are going to change the future. Thank God.
No, look, we're tantalizing our audience here, and I want to come to all of this after we've taken our first break of this hour. Then we'll get rightly stuck into it. I just want to establish your credentials for people in the United Kingdom who might not know you. I know that you have a massive profile in the US, and I also know that you've got people in those 167 countries champing at the bit to get you back on air. You've had to take a brief break from the other side of midnight to get the book done. But let's just paint the picture of you. Now, you were the man behind The Face on Mars. That got you international coverage. It also got you brickbats and criticism that, as we know, continues to this day. I mean, I used to put you on the air, and I used to say, you've got so many followers and so many people who love you, and you would give me a quick reality check and say, yeah, Howard, but I've also got a lot of other people who say Richard Hoagland makes stuff up.
Well, they say that about everybody. Look at what they're doing with our current president. I mean, the attacks are extraordinary, and the evidence is still lacking. So in this internet era where people don't know who to trust, it basically falls to those with the loudest voices, those with the most convincing smile, those with the ability to persuade. I'm trying to do it by old school. I'm trying to do it by the data. So the data is there. We know it's there. It's astonishing data. And it only will be believed when we sign off on all the imagery, all the analysis, all the expertise, put it between covers, put it out there, and then are able to defend it.
And can you, we'll go into all of this, obviously, after we've taken that break. But before we take that break, can you give me an idea as to whether this work ties in thematically with everything else you've done? For example, the presentation that you gave when I was there in Liverpool. In fact, I was instrumental in getting you invited to Liverpool to present about what might be within the rings of Saturn.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, Howard, you have a wonderful memory. Yes.
Well, listen, I've just got to say to my listener here that you gave something I've never seen anybody do. Without umming or erring or deviating or hesitating, you gave, I think it was a 3-hour, maybe more, presentation backed with images behind you. It was utterly flawless, and that audience in Liverpool at the Beyond Knowledge conference, it's a few years ago now, was spellbound and silent, Richard. You know, it's not an easy thing to do, and you can do it.
Well, thank you. That data, by the way, is being confirmed. I've been waiting very patiently. Remember, that was back in 2004, 2005. It's now 2017. God, how time flies when you're having fun. And NASA is putting the Cassini spacecraft, from which those images came in its final plunge into Saturn. It's got about, I think, 10 months, 11 months left before they put it into the atmosphere so they don't hit any of the moons like Enceladus, which may have life under its icy crust. And in those final orbits, those huge, long elliptical orbits that take weeks to complete one, they're coming down past the rings and getting extraordinary high-resolution images never available before, of the very structures we found on those early Cassini images back in 2005. So if you're a little patient, they will not be in this book. They'll be in the next book, because we're going to do a series of these on what NASA and the other space agencies have really found all around the solar system that they haven't felt you, the British people, the American people of the world, are ready to see. And that goes back to something called Brookings, which we'll talk about when we come back from the break.
Right. Okay. And what you said in Liverpool, you know me, journalist, I boil everything down like a kettle boiling to nothing, was effectively that there are structures and things within the rings of Saturn that missions like the current one will reveal. I suppose the big question is, if high-res pictures of these things do emerge, in this day and age, when we're getting prepared for the possibility of life elsewhere, will we be told?
Well, eventually, we have to be told. I mean, our political timetable, and again, this is so subject to nuance and to, you know, qualitative reasoning, says that 2017 is the year. Sometime between now and the end of the year, we will be told. Now, how much we will be told, I don't know. Who will tell us? I don't know.
Might it be Mr. Trump who will tell us?
Well, it's so interesting because he signed a NASA authorization the other day, first time in 7 years that a president has actually signed a bill funding NASA as part of a larger budget, as opposed to just, you know, the Congress passing what's called a continuing resolution. And he funded NASA to the tune of $19.5 billion.
Now, for reasons that we'll get into, 19.5 is a very significant figure, because literally that number, 19.5, is recurring everywhere.
Everywhere. And who knows? He may have briefings behind the scenes. We have conversations that we're looking forward to, perhaps with some of his advisors. He won't make the move for lack of knowledge, I can tell you that.
Right. David Winham, David Vincent, B, Gareth, and Alison, thank you very much for your communications. This is where the fun starts. Coming next, Richard C. Hoagland will tell us some stuff that he hasn't told anybody before. It's unique and exclusive to us here, both in the US and UK. American listeners, welcome to the Unexplained at Talk Radio. My name really is Howard Hughes. I know Americans find that very hard to believe. Howard Hughes, you know, when I arrive at passport control, you know, they show the guards there, the security checkers, show their friends my passport with my name in it. They say, hey, we've got Howard Hughes. I was in Miami once, and it's Howard Hughes is here. Oh, my God, Howard Hughes is coming. I knew you never died. So, American listeners, I was christened Howard Hughes, and I'm proud of the name because he was a remarkable man. If you want to connect with us, then the number to do it on is 0344-499-1000. If you want to call from the US, 44 country code, drop the zero. It becomes 44-344-499-1000. If you want to text us, SMS, you can do that. Text TALK and your message to 87222. If you want to tweet us, which is a way that many people use, and in fact, using that more than calls these days, we get a running commentary on the show, you can tweet us at TALK Radio. Guess this hour. With exclusive material, my friend for many years and somebody I find fascinating, I hope you do too, wherever you are, Richard C. Hoagland. We're back with fascinating material coming soon here on The Unexplained at Talk Radio.
Talk Radio, 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Taking care of business on Talk Radio with Exporting is great. If you're a small or medium-sized business owner, you can't afford to miss Talk Radio's expert guide to exporting. From market research to resource management, logistics to local lingo, get essential advice on expanding your product or services overseas. Taking care of business on the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio. Take the next step towards exporting. Visit great.gov.uk. The demand is out there. You should be too.
eBay has every kind of part to help your car pass its MOT.
Son, come and have a look at the car. There's a few things I've fixed ahead of its MOT. I've topped up the washer bottle.
Screen wash.
I've replaced the wipers.
Windscreen wipers.
I've sorted the indicators.
Light bulbs.
And press that.
Horns. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of parts and accessories to help you get your car MOT ready. The ultimate pass your MOT first time shop.
Will City nick it at the death? Will the big man bag another brace? Will the midfield maestro get a straight red?
For kicking a ball boy? What are the odds of that?
If you reckon you know where a game's heading, bet in play at 10bet.co.uk. You'll get a first deposit bonus of up to £200. And with hundreds of in-play betting markets, when it's time to bet, it's time to 10bet.
Minimum deposit £15. Deposit must be staked in full to qualify. 5 rollovers of deposit and bonus required. Single bets and ACCAs only. Please bet responsibly.
Britain, it's March. A month where the most exciting things to happen are grey skies, spring showers, and Crufts. So if you're sitting inside dreaming about April, then snap out of it. Because EE has mega deals in store throughout March. Save £180 on a super fast 4G SIM and get 20 gigabytes for just $19.99 per month. Chop chop, these offers won't last forever. March in store now for even more mega March deals.
Offer ends 4th of April 2017. Minimum term applies. Other terms apply. See ee.co.uk.
Relax and embark on a journey from BT to Post Office Home Phone. Free yourself from BT's prices and picture paying just $14.99 a month. Experience calm and keep your number. Breathe in affordable line rental. Breathe out your old provider. Search Post Office Home Phone or visit your local branch for better value line rental. Post Office Home Phone. Sorted. Offer ends 3rd of the 4th, 2017. $14.99 a month for 12 months and $16.99 a month thereafter. No minimum term contract. Full terms at postoffice.co.uk/homephone.
Delaney, live at Drive on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. It's an A to Z of original afternoon entertainment with the most well-connected man in radio.
Give it some lip.
Big opinions, massive guests, all the top stories, original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney. Delaney, live at Drive.
Honk if you're Delaney!
Tomorrow afternoon, from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
The Unexplained, with Howard Hughes, on Talk Radio.
My home online is theunexplained.tv. That's theunexplained.tv. That is my website. Check it out. The man we're talking to, Richard C. Hoagland. His website, the most famous one, the one that made his reputation and name, is enterprisemission.com. He is the captain of the Enterprise Mission. And from the bridge, Richard C. Hoagland joins us. All right, Dick, we're going to get stuck into all of this. This is your magnum opus. How do you combine the two things of telling your life story, explaining to people your purpose, and also revealing what you say is startling and game-changing, your phrase, information? How do you mix those things in this book?
Well, one thing before we get into that, don't forget The Other Side of Midnight. That's a key important website that we want people to pay attention to, because that's where the membership for Club 19.5 is gathered. That's where we're going to be giving people updates. That's where, you know, copies of this program will be available for those that can't listen live. And the videos, as I said, that we're producing that are kind of the rollout for the book. The book, by the way, is called Hidden Mars, A War in Heaven. And one thing, Howard, this is not a story about me. I'm kind of incidental. I've just followed this because it's the only thing. When you stumble over a huge truth, you can do one of two things. You know, as Winston Churchill said, you can either, you know, stumble and pick yourself up and move on, or you can stop and pay attention. And I decided to stop 30, 40 years ago and pay attention. And it's only because the material is so incredibly important and so real and so determinative of the future of the human species that I've been persistent in this. So this is not a book about me. This is a book about the work. It's a book about the research. It's a book about humanity.
But you are the work, Richard.
No, there's a whole bunch of other people, and you mentioned some of their names at the top of the show. They've been doing as much as I have for almost as long. They just haven't had the public exposure because, frankly, not everybody is, shall we say, equipped to deflect the awful attacks that come at you when you try to change a paradigm. And for all those haters out there, and I know I've got them, you know, I have offered to pay for their psychoanalysis bills, because if they really believed all the nonsense they've been saying, then they're in for a shock. Because almost everything I've said, remember, I didn't ever say 100%, but almost everything turns out to be true. And the things that turn out not to be true turn out to be far more interesting and complex. So the truth is even stranger than I have thought, you know, for the last 10, 20, 30 years.
Sounds to me like you've reached a stage in your life, Dick, that you want to stake your credibility, your reputation, everything on one thing. And it sounds to me like this is the throw of the dice.
But see, I don't see it that way. To me, it's, look, when you're a data-oriented guy, when you were brought up at Walter Cronkite's knee, because when I was advising him, I was in my early 20s. Can you imagine? You know, I remember sitting in the control room afraid to touch anything for fear that I would throw the entire CBS television network off the air. You develop a